A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. And when Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. And Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." And one of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" And Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. And when they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments together so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. And when the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." And since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. My friend is a nurse in a remote area of India. She tells of a small Muslim community in a village near her hospital, extremely poor, where until recently there was an arrangement whereby a couple of people went around each week inviting every family to contribute whatever they could, maybe a rupee or two, to a fund. And then this fund was spread out regularly among the very poorest of the community. Interestingly enough, my friend said, when the government introduced a benefit system so that the poorest people received a regular income, the collection system stopped, and the community was weakened. Well, Jesus was all too well aware of the power of the community. His healing of a sick person had an effect far beyond the immediate family of the one recuperating. Crowds heard about it and wanted to meet this healer. Word of mouth was of the powerful social medium of the time. And look at the power behind this community event. Jesus had crossed the Sea of Galilee, and we're told a large crowd followed him. Something unusual was happening here. And with the feast of the Passover approaching, people would have had in their minds their ancestral Jewish community seeking a new life, who were fed manna in the desert by a God who walked with them. Well, Jesus knew all this, but clearly the disciples, Philip and Andrew, didn't grasp the truth of what was happening here, that Jesus had tapped into a source of energy among these people. And it was an energy formed in community, but derived from a loving God. So we have a miracle of a large crowd of people whose needs are more than adequately met. Was it just from a few loaves and some fish? Or was their hunger satisfied in more ways than one? Well, it was certainly a miracle. But that's the important thing about community. It's more than just making sure all are fed. In that Muslim village in India, collecting and distributing a few rupees, something more than just alleviating poverty was happening. For both the givers and the receivers, it was something to do with belonging, with feeling a part of something larger than themselves, with knowing that their world was one in which care and communication were always present. We sometimes think of the scriptures as being all about the coming of God in our limited, frail human lives and bringing us redemption. But the never-ending process that we call creation, the ongoing, loving work of God in the universe, means that the bread of life is always among us if we need it. True, we often have little awareness of the power we have. The people in the gospel seem to think Jesus will lead them to some new earthly kingdom. But it's there if we can but put our individual needs to one side and think of ourselves as the community of God. The bread of life is not just communion on Sunday. It's with us always.